Hello, here's your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday, June 27th. With summer here, people are flocking to the outdoors. That includes the trails, campsites, and reservoirs of the Colorado State Parks system. Last year, the system hit a record, 13.5 million visitors. But as Benta Berkland reports, Colorado is struggling to keep up with the demand, including funding.
Golden Gate Canyon State Park is rolling and green, nestled deep in the foothills. It's a popular place almost year-round.
You could literally spend the whole day hiking through the backcountry of Golden Gate. See some cars up there. That's a trailhead.
They just caught one.
A little stalker.
Dan Weber is the park manager. Just 45 minutes from Denver, this is the state's fourth most popular state park. But all the people coming to camp, fish, hike, and bike are putting a strain on an already stretched staff. Sites are crowded, parking lots overflow, and people park on the street. Weber says making some places dangerous. On the busiest days, he worries the crowds detract from the park.
When people are up trying to fish, those areas get overrun, and sometimes you go by there and you just see people fishing shoulder to shoulder. You know, in a way, you kind of wonder if what kind of an experience they're having.
To conduct agency business at its current level, we're looking at about a $14 million deficit into the next couple years.
That's Lauren Truitt, a spokeswoman with Colorado Parks and Wildlife. She says the problem is twofold. The first is more people using state parks, which she thinks is a good thing.
We come here, we stay here, we live here because Colorado has a unique environment.
The second issue is that state law doesn't allow fees for hunting, fishing, and boating licenses and state park entrances to increase to keep up with inflation or demand.
We have not done a resident hunting and fishing license increase since 2005. We do not generally receive tax funding from the state of Colorado. The funding shortfall really impacts our ability to fulfill our mission to Colorado.
To solve that problem, a proposal to allow state parks to increase fees and hunting and fishing licenses by up to 50% was proposed. It failed in the last legislative session. Hunting and fishing groups backed it, and the bill passed the House with bipartisan support. But some Democrats and Republicans also voted no. The Republican-controlled Senate Finance Committee ultimately struck it down. Republican Senator Owen Hill of Colorado Springs serves on that committee, and at the time said he felt the proposal needed more work.
I don't know that we have done our due diligence to say we are stewarding this money as well as we can. And I came in to try to find a way to support this. And every time I find one thing, I find three other questions that we have.
An audit is scheduled for later this year. It could help answer questions for Hill and other lawmakers. In the meantime, Colorado Parks and Wildlife is holding informal discussions about new funding models. For instance, should hikers, mountain climbers, and bikers, and others who use parks pay a separate fee? Carbondale resident Christopher Dominic says he'd be fine with that. The 26-year-old entrepreneur says he frequently goes to state parks.
I like to fish, I like to hike, I like to hang out with my friends, I like to take my dog for a walk. And I think it's our responsibility to be good stewards of our state and federal lands, and I believe that more money for those things is a worthy cause.
And what about an excise tax on outdoor gear, similar to what happens for hunting and fishing gear? That would take buy-in from the outdoor industry. Luis Benitez heads Colorado's Office of Outdoor Recreation Industry.
In terms of the taxation of product, you always want product to be competitive and competitively priced. And so I think, you know, there's a lot of dialogue around, is that the right vehicle or not the right vehicle?
Benitez suggests a voluntary sticker model as a starting point. Parks and Wildlife officials say all options are on the table. Without more money, they expect even more layoffs and infrastructure problems. For now, most people on the ground don't notice any looming issues. Ben Specht drove out to Golden Gate Canyon from Illinois.
Kind of the matriarch of the family set it up and got the whole family to come out. I'm just the son-in-law. We just reserved all four of these campsites and just kind of drove a big convoy out here. Seems really cool. Seems like nothing we've ever really seen before, so it's pretty awesome.
He says the price and quality are reasonable, and he'd be willing to pay more. It's his first time in Colorado, and he says his family plans to return someday. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
Smoke was still visible yesterday in Park County, where the U.S. Forest Service said that a fire that forced some campers to evacuate was 75% contained as of 10 o'clock yesterday morning. According to the Denver Post, the 392 fire, which officials believe was caused by human activity, burned on 90 acres nearly 10 miles northeast of the town of Como. Campers were evacuated from Park County Road 39 on Saturday. Firefighters continued to mop up hot spots and monitored the blaze. And according to the Montrose Daily Press, a series of fires in the west end of Montrose County last Thursday are under investigation by officials who think that they may have been set deliberately. The flames broke out in Broad Canyon near the community of Redvale before being contained. One of them charred more than 2 acres. None of them endangered any structures or triggered evacuations. Although authorities have not ruled out accidental ignition and are exploring all possibilities, they are investigating whether the wildfires were intentionally set. The 5 small blazes popped up Thursday along Colorado Highway 141, prompting a multi-agency response. There were reports of possible suspicious activity involving a man seen driving in the area. The Montrose County Sheriff's Office was among responding agencies and ultimately issued a Be On the Lookout report for the man, described as heavyset and in his 40s or 50s. The vehicle he drove was described as a late model, 2-tone Suburban with a silver stripe on the side. Anyone who may have seen such an individual is asked to call the Montrose County Sheriff's Office. Canyons of the Ancients National Monument near Cortez does not appear to be at risk of shrinkage or repeal. That's according to public conversations between Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke and members of Colorado's U.S. congressional delegation. From Rocky Mountain Community Radio Station KSJD in Cortez, Austin Cope gathered comments last week.
In a Senate Energy and Natural Resources hearing Tuesday, Zinke told Colorado Senator Cory Gardner, Canyons of the Ancients is currently not on the Interior Department's priority review list for monuments. On Thursday, Zinke reiterated his support of the monument to Colorado Congressman Scott Tipton of Cortez during a House Natural Resources Committee meeting.
Some of the monuments are settled. My intent was not to rip off Band-Aids that then create wounds where there is none.
Tipton, Gardner, and Colorado Senator Michael Bennett have all come out in support of Canyons of the Ancients. A public comment period on the monument and others is open until July 10th. With KSJD, I'm Austin Cope.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould.